Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here, Sunday morning. And with us this morning is one of my good friends, Dick Morris. He was a Clinton Democrat. He was a Trump Republican. And he's got some great info all the time. Dick Morris, Sunday morning, what do you have?
Well, it's beginning to get to a point where I think I can handicap what's going to happen in the Democratic Party in the 24 presidential race. Obviously, everything can change between now and then, so you can't hold me to it literally. But this will give you some sense of where I think it's going. I think that after the 22 election results, Biden is going to have to say, I'm not running again. The Democrats will force him to say that. And that'll then kindle everybody scrambling to get the 24 nomination. In the polling, Harris will, of course, start off as the front runner, but not by much. She'll open at about 23-25% of the vote, and other candidates will be in the teens. And as time goes on, it'll become clear that Harris is not going to be able to make the field, and she'll fade quickly, a little bit like when Dan Quayle ran for president, and after a couple of months, he was really out of the field. I think that that is going to spark an open competition, in which I think the establishment of the party is going to try to get Pete Buttigieg nominated.
You kidding? What do we say about Pete? He can't run a one-car funeral procession.
Yeah, you got that right. But now he's in charge of running $2 trillion of infrastructure stuff. So he has all kinds of patronage and all kinds of goodies to give away. And he'll use that to build his support in the party. When Harris fades, the Obama people are going to put in a new black candidate because they'll see, oh, Harris can't make it. And my guess is that will be Cory Booker. At that point, I think that AOC and the progressives will run for president. And I think it'll be AOC is their candidate. She's 3 months old enough to be president in 24. And I think that she's going to enter the primaries. And I think that will force the establishment to go rally behind Hillary to stop AOC. And the contest will be increasingly be Hillary against AOC, with Buttigieg and probably even Booker being somewhat marginalized. More Buttigieg
Tell us,
than Booker.
How do you feel
Booker
about
the blacks? But let me
Hillary's speech. How do you feel about Hillary's speech at the New York State Convention on Thursday?
I think she said what she had to, which is to do raw meat. And she's going to do that part-time and part-time moderate. But let me play the rest of this out, John. I think that by the time we get up to the convention, it'll be between AOC and Hillary. And I think that AOC will win most of the primaries because she's not the black ones, but the majority white ones, where she'll get the progressive vote and the crazies will all vote for her. But the establishment will increasingly rally to Hillary, just like they rallied to Biden to stop Bernie Sanders in 2020. And that's where I think the process will go.
So we're back to where we were a month ago, 6 weeks ago, me and you predicted Hillary versus Trump in 24.
Yep. I still think that's a pretty good bet.
I think it's a very good bet right now. And let's tell everybody you're going to be on at 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock on WABC Radio.
Yeah, my voice will recover, and I'll spell out the rest of the race then, and we'll have some fun together.
Well, Dick Morris, thank you so much, and I'll be listening to you on 770 on the AM dial on WABC at 12 o'clock noon on Sunday today, and God bless you, and that's really, I'm looking forward to what else you have to say, and I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Good. Bye-bye.